Hey.
Hey, there she is. It's Paula Deen. Hi, y'all.
I didn't even recognize
hey,
you.
Hi, y'all.
You got curlers in.
I got a face for radio this morning.
Oh. That looks good. You can grab that mic right there.
Which and, one, baby?
That one right there.
Right there.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm finer than frog's hair.
So, Merry Christmas, by the way, and we are so glad that you're in, and you've got the new book, Paula Deen Cuts the Fat.
Yes.
And as you can tell, we need that book
a lot.
We needed that. We needed that book about 15 years ago.
I think it's
right
on time.
Yeah. Yes, me too.
So how, like, you lost, how much, can we ask, is that weird to ask how much weight you lost?
You look fantastic.
No, thank you. I lost 42 pounds.
Wow, which is like 84 pounds in guy weight.
That's right. It is.
Well, y'all can lose weight so much faster
right,
than women.
Right, but it's still 84 pounds in guy weight. So that's a big deal.
Well, thank you. I'm proud.
Did you do it? Is it mainly the changing of the food or is it exercise or
both? You know what, Big D, when I was announced my diabetes, it took me about a year and a half to come to grips that I really did have it. Because nobody in my family had it. And I said, you know, I don't have it either. Well, a year and a half down the road, I had to face the fact that I did have it. So I went home and I threw all the white foods out of my kitchen. The white potatoes, the white sugar, white flour, white spaghetti, everything white.
I am a Cajun guy. Do you know how hard it would be to toss out rice forever?
I know. It's hard. It's hard. And then a word came to my head that I really liked because I can't stand the word diet. You automatically feel deprived.
Unless we're talking about hair, you shouldn't dye anything.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I am using moderation. Moderation. And listen, I still cook and eat the same way I used to, just not as often. You know, maybe once a week.
Like you treat yourself. You're
right. We have one day that, you know, I eat whatever I want and as much as I want. And that keeps me from going off the edge. You know what I mean?
It's the 80-20 rule. 80% eat good, 20% forget about it or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't diet, but if you watch what you eat and eat smart 80% of the time, you're going to be okay.
That you're exactly right, Bubba. You're exactly right.
I'm a genius.
Yes, you are a genius. I can look at
it's
you.
It's harder
and
than
tell.
It sounds, though, because it look is, at it. It is. We hard. All know that's true.
My kids, here's the problem with the holidays. We have Thanksgiving and my son's birthday are in the same week. So I'm eating good for like 5 days straight.
Uh-huh.
Then immediately after, December 5th is my daughter's birthday. So, of course, I'm eating cake again.
And Bubba doesn't fall off the wagon. Bubba swan dives off the wagon. Face first.
Really watch this. And then we have Christmas. So it's
a
like,
lot of us do that,
it's,
Pat.
It's rough. It's rough. It basically goes Halloween through the first of the year. I'm a living mess when it comes to the kitchen and the food and the pantry and stopping
well,
them away
all
home.
The days in between, you should watch what you do.
I'm trying that.
That's
I am.
Right.
I am.
That's right.
Today I started again.
Well, we'll talk about the new book. It's called Paula Deen Cuts the Fat, just in time for Christmas. And we'll come back. Paula Deen is in our studio. And will you play a game with us? Are you
oh my
up for playing
gosh,
a cool, fun game?
I'm a game nut.
I am too.
I
love
game
games.
Nut.
You're
honey.
Gonna you're gonna love this.
I
you're
can't hardly wait.
You're gonna love it.
I won't look stupid, will I?
Yes.
Yes. One said yes and one said no.
Paula Deen, we're coming right back. Hang on. Okay, Paula Deen is joining us in the studio, and Paula says she loves games. We are too. We're big game guys. We have a game that we're going to play today. It's right up Paula Deen's alley.
Yes.
all right. You know the difference between real butter and, like, fake butter.
Yes.
You can tell the difference.
Yes.
Of all the years of you cooking and restaurants and all that, you can tell the difference. Well, we want to test and see how well you know the difference between. Now, you have...
My microphone's falling.
Oh, you know what?
Viagra.
I think there's something we can...
I was going to say, this one needs a pill.
Okay. All right. So so what we're going to ask you to do is we don't have a blindfold, so we're not going to do the blindfold, but we are going to ask you to just close your eyes.
Okay.
All right. Now, we're going to give you three...
If I fall asleep, just nudge me.
Trust me.
We'll do.
People fall asleep on our show all the time. Okay.
Okay, my eyes are shut.
All right, now Patrick's going to help out. Okay. We've got three.
You can open them right now.
You can open them now if you want.
Okay.
We have three different types of butter products.
Yes.
One's real butter.
One of them is butter.
One's, and then two aren't.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We can say one is country crock, and one is, I can't believe it's not butter.
Uh-huh.
And then one, is, one of them is actual butter.
Real butter. Can you
tell the difference
by closing your eyes and us giving you a taste test of the spoon, a little spoon of it?
I will try.
Out of order.
Okay.
Okay. So right now, as your eyes are closed, Patrick is taking his shirt off. But wow! Look at that.
That's
quite the scene. Now I can't wait to open your eyes.
Somebody needs a pill.
Hey!
All right.
That hurt my feelings a little bit.
Which one of us needs to pee? Me or Pat?
Okay. All right. Now here we go.
Okay. Now you don't know which one it came out of. So here, give me your hand. Okay.
Now, do you know which one, Patrick?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Take this one.
Okay. Paula Deen.
Here we go.
You don't have to eat the whole thing.
Yeah, there's quite a bit on there. So just giving you a heads up. Don't eat the whole thing. Okay, there's a first taste. Give us your immediate reaction, what you're tasting there, Paula.
I think she fell asleep.
I don't think that's real butter.
Okay.
Okay.
How about this one?
That was number one.
Here's number two.
Here's spoon number two.
You know what?
The look on her face is so priceless.
I can't believe I'm watching Paula Deen with her eyes closed eating butter. This is somebody's fantasy.
I mean, it's so good.
It is good.
But I don't think that's butter either.
Okay. Right. Here's the third one.
Here's the last one.
All right.
Can Paula Deen tell which is the real butter? Here we go. The last spoon. Quite a bit out of that one there.
That's the real butter.
She's got it.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously?
The first one was, I can't believe it's not butter. And the second one was country crock spread, which she liked, but she knew it wasn't real.
Wow. Paula Deen is really good at this. Wow.
I bet you you can't guess.
Oh, I guarantee you there's no way.
I know my butter, baby. In fact,
that's going to be my ringtone, by the way.
Listen, I even have my own butter line.
Do you really?
Yes, yes. I came out with finishing butters. They're flavored, you know, like some for fish, some for croissants, you know, with a sweeter flair. The way I figure with my finishing butter, you don't have to cook with as much butter during the cooking process, but you can put a pat of that on at the very end.
And it gives it the flavor.
Gives it the flavor without so much fat.
See, and I've always been like one of those people that I'm such a butter nut. I walk into a restaurant, and if it smells like butter, I know it's somewhere good. isn't that weird?
No, because when I sit down in a restaurant, if the bread and the butter's not good, I don't expect the rest of the meal to be so good.
Boy, that's the truth.
They immediately brought those hot biscuits to the table and a bowl of real butter, and they were all soft. You know how you take them out of the tin foil?
Yes.
You know,
I put them in my hand and just hold them.
I do, too.
And let it my body heat melt it.
I do the same thing with my malted milk balls.
Okay, you lost me there. But all right. Paula Deen got the book called Cuts the Fat. The book, it's out, and this is basically recipes exactly what you want. It's got the flavor of the Paula Deen, kind of the southern style, but without all the lard.
That's exactly right, Big D. I've made substitutes. I think I've got it really, really down good without sacrificing the integrity and flavor of the recipe. But I tell you what, when I was doing Dancing with the Stars, every Monday
night.
You're
doing what?
Dancing.
You know,
Dancing with the Stars?
D-A-I-N-T.
I wish they would change it to Dancing with the Stars. That would be the best.
Is that what I said it
You said Dancing, yeah.
There's a T in there, yeah.
Dancing.
Dancing.
Anyway, Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Yes.
So every Monday night after the show, we had to walk the red carpet and speak with all the reporters, like from Access Hollywood and Extra and all that. And I picked goodies from this book to serve to the reporters.
Oh, nice.
Every Monday night.
That's how you get them to really love you.
Everything I served, they loved. The flourless chocolate cake is unbelievable.
What do you use instead of flour?
The ingredients that you need are 6 large eggs separated, 12 ounces of bittersweet chocolate, 9 tablespoons of unsalted butter, and a half a cup of sugar.
And that's it.
That's it.
And that makes a cake.
That's it.
Well, it's going to be I think it's going to be a good. Are those books ours?
Yes, they are.
Oh, yes, what I'm talking about.
She walked in with 3 books.
Yes.
This is the Big D.
Oh, you signed it too?
Of course.
You tell you the greatest thing I have, the greatest cookbook, recipe book that I have is from my late mother. She passed away, but before she did, she went and got a blank recipe book and hand wrote in that gorgeous cursive writing, hand wrote all of our family recipes, and then at the end of it put like, this is your dad's favorite. When he was in Germany in the service, I would serve this 2 or 3 times a week. It's absolutely his favorite. We used to have it, and you tell a whole story about what's, and all the different people in the family. It's the best thing. And every year for Thanksgiving and Christmas or anything kind of holidays, I take it out. It's a case. I take it out and I make 2 or 3 of the dishes of mom's. And it's like, to me, it's like the best memory
ever. That's your
ever.
Treasure.
Yes.
That is a treasure. That's such a great idea. Because when you no longer have your parents, you feel like you've still got a piece of them mm-hmm. there. If my house caught a fire, that'd be the first thing I'd grab.
Me too. It's the most prized possession I have.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Paula Deen is joining us in the studio. The new book is called Cuts the Fat, and you can get that anywhere. Books are sold also at pauladeen.com, which also where you have your podcasts. And what's some of the stuff you do on the podcast?
I just chat and chat and chat, and I have some great guests on with me. And I'm also doing that little radio shot with radio stations. It's like a 30-second,
mm-hmm.
and I just give you tips, quick tips.
Tips?
Tips.
Yes, it's two syllables.
Tips. We have the Paula Deen. Do you have that, Bubba, that we play every once in a while?
Yeah.
It's a little clip here. Hold me so we get it here.
Hey, y'all. I'm Paula Deen. Y'all.
Just you going,
Y'all. She's going and going and going and going.
It's like 4 hours of you going, y'all.
Every now and then when we're having a rough day, we'll just hit that. And then,
y'all, straighten up now, y'all. You know, it's so funny. I was born in South Georgia and lived there the first 40 years of my life. And I have read on the computer of Facebook or whatever that stuff is. I can't stand that woman's fake accent, that fake Southern accent. I said, Lord, have mercy. Now, do they really think I'd fake something like this?
Well,
I'd fake a French accent.
I'd like to hear that, actually. Can you fake a French accent?
Wee wee Mazur.
That's the person who rubs your shoulders.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
Paula Deen. The book is called Cuts. Paula Deen Cuts the Fat. You can get it Amazon today. And Merry Christmas, Paula.
Merry
Thank you for coming
Christmas
in.
To y'all. You know, I just love you guys, and we visited many times over the years in the past, and it's so great for my eyes to be able to look at y'all.
We're pretty beautiful.
Pretty
we
hot.
Are.
Pretty hot, guys.
Listen, I want y'all's job.
Yeah, you like this?
I'm sitting here in curlers, and my eyelashes are flapping. My eyes was watering.
I want you to know, we were going to video you eating the butter stuff, but we decided not to because you have curlers.
Oh, I don't care.
Oh, really?
Man.
We should have done it. Oh, well.
I don't care. Because I have to multitask. So.
We were just being very polite gentlemen.
Yes.
And not filming you with curly.
Well, that's sweet of y'all. But listen, I don't take myself too seriously.
Good. Nobody should.
No.
Well, Merry Christmas. It's good to see you. Thank you.
Are y'all
in.
Asking me to leave?
No. You can stay as long as you want, as long as you're cooking. You cooking?
No,
I ain't you ain't cooking, you got roast.
I ain't found a stove yet.
We have a microwave here.
Oh. That's all we got.
A microwave and a couple things of butter. What can you come up with?
We got a lot of butter, though.
We got some butter.
Well, y'all make sure you use the top one.
Okay,
the
yes.
real butter.
The real
the
butter.
The real butter.
We're going to use that one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, listen, guys, I can't thank y'all enough. And I just want to send everybody out there, I wish for them a contented Christmas like they've never had.
Oh, well, thank you. Merry Christmas, and get that book, Paula Deen.
Love and Best Dishes.
Oh, Love and Best Dishes is the
yes.
best. All right, links,
BigDeenBubba.com.
You guys are great. Thank you, Paula.
Y'all are great. Thank y'all.